This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my Moss Nissan studio here at my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for help keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch tonight, whatever it is you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now to talk about all sorts of things related to Syria and other places, here's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the pullback of troops from the region dovetails with President Donald Trump's longstanding desire for the United States to extract itself from foreign conflicts. It comes after Trump a week ago withdrew some U.S. troops deployed to support Kurdish forces in the fight against the Islamic State. And so far, while he's ordered a full withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria, they haven't gone very far.
We haven't removed anybody. We have changed their location in Syria, but we haven't removed anybody. I saw a discussion yesterday about going to Congress and getting an authorization for the United States to be in a combat role, which is really what they're supposed to do. But here's the deal. We've lost the definition of what combat role is.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, you know, in Iraq, and even in some cases in Afghanistan, we're not in a combat role. We're in advise and train and, you know, all that kind of thing. That's not combat. So, I think we have kind of lost the whole, sense of what we're really doing there. You know, we're supposed to let the home countries, fight their own wars. And we are advising them. You know, the same thing with, I think the only combat role that we're really in was in Yemen. And in some cases, maybe kind of sort of Afghanistan, but not in Iraq. Remember, we were letting the Iraqis and whoever else do the fighting, and we were helping them. And the same thing with Syria. So it's gotten very, very convoluted over time. In some cases, we have to be in a combat role. I mean, you have to do that in order to defend yourself if you're there. So I don't know. But what we have right now in Syria is the Kurds have aligned themselves, and they said they were going to align themselves with either Russia or Syria, meaning Putin or Assad. And apparently they have done both. Putin has declared that he has been able to establish this safe zone, whatever that is anymore. We're not even sure what the definition of that is.
Right.
In the meantime, we've got about 1,000 Islamic State people.
Yep.
Some are fighters, some are prisoners, some of this, some of that escaped.
Yep.
We have a humanitarian crisis where people are fleeing, you know, the bombings and the shootings, whatever that necessarily looks like. So we have Europe that wants to sanction Turkey. The United States is talking about sanctioning Turkey. I don't even know. I mean, it just got so messy so fast.
Well, we're being told that Turkey bombed the Kurdish position yesterday and killed 9 people, but you don't believe it was the Turks. You believe it was the Russians?
Well, it could. No. I'm suggesting that, you know, we cannot say that all of this is Turkey. Because, I mean, listen, all of it, you know, when they went after Idlib and they went after Aleppo and a couple other locations in Syria.
Manbij.
Yeah, that was Russia. So, again, it's gotten very messy, very fast. Now, let me also say, where is Assad on this whole mess? Because let's remember, is Assad allowing Turkey to invade their country? I mean, something there is even pretty weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the first Gulf War, the very first Gulf War in Kuwait. Who helped us? Mm-hmm. Who sent forces in there to help us?
By the way, we have a question. We have a question from Eric.
And when we went into the first Gulf War, Syria sent troops to fight with us. Mm-hmm. That's how twisted things have gotten.
Listen to what this question is from Eric. He says, do you see any similarities between what's going on here with the U.S. troops in the region and what occurred in Kosovo back in 1996?
I do.
Well, I do, too, and that's a good question.
Well, we don't know where this is going to end up. We have no concept of where this is going to end up. Maybe the ultimate tactic here by Trump is to isolate Turkey,
mm-hmm.
Which we've been kind of wanting to do for some time, and he's not revealing those cards. Mm-hmm. He's not suggested any of that, but there may be some of those pressures. Now, here's the fascinating thing. If Turkey has been bombing and they're coming too close to our own people that are there, which I think there's an estimated, 1,000?
Correct.
This is by a fellow NATO country. Therein lies yet another problem.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And when we come back, Project Veritas has got some secret deal that they did, a secret project they were working on involving CNN. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, for a limited time, if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo, they are alternating things back and forth from a $1,000 gun safety training program, which includes a gun, by the way, to the regular gun a day giveaway. And they have other things that are going on there, too, that you can become involved in. But should you become a member of the USCCA, you become eligible for the $474 worth of free stuff, whether you join either one of the three programs that they have there. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there. And good luck to you. Hopefully you'll win something of significance. And if you become a member, don't forget about the $474 worth of free stuff. All right, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, back with us. Hello.
Hello.
Now, not to keep dwelling on the Syria thing, we could do it for a long time if we wanted, Turkey too. Yeah, we need to get into what's going to be happening this week. Now, we heard 2 weeks ago the IG report was going to be released on a Friday. Last week we heard the IG report was going to be released on a Friday. And this week we're hearing the IG report's going to be released on Friday, right?
Yeah.
So in the meantime...
Some Friday.
Yeah, some Friday.
Coming out.
So in the meantime, we hear from Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, that they're going to release something at the end of this week pertaining to an expose on the fake news that they've been doing about CNN. Now, I can only imagine what that's going to be. They set somebody up with cameras somewhere along the line, but I can't wait to see what that's all about.
Well, I mean, the work that O'Keefe is doing is fine when it comes to taking on media. I don't have a problem with it, but I guess when it boils down to the bottom line, is it really going to reveal anything we didn't already know about CNN? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, big tech and big media are really, they've become industrial complexes of their own of being anti-Trump and fake news. So, that's beyond dispute. Now, having Project Veritas prove some things on the backside, that's okay, but I don't think it's gonna, really be, I mean, I'm not trying to diminish his work unless there's something in there that we're completely stunned with, but we know this about CNN already, right?
Yeah. Now, we've got so much information coming out about the Bidens and their financial monies that they made while Vice President Biden was the vice president. Then after he got out of the vice presidency, his brother apparently had a contract for a cool $1.5 billion in Iraq. And by the way, yesterday we heard that Hunter was resigning as a member of that board of that investment company in China. So there's a lot of moving parts to this story right now.
Biden's brother actually did this while Biden was vice president with the investment that he had in Iraq. I think they were going to develop some kind of real estate thing. So that's not a new condition. It didn't happen after he was left the vice presidency. It happened while he was a vice president. The brother was doing this. So, Hunter did resign from this board. But here's the bigger question. Is he still an investor?
Yeah. I don't know. Will we find that out?
Yeah, I think eventually that may come out.
Okay. Because...
But, yeah, he's also an investor in this company. See, and he goes, he was in a non-advisory, non-voting board member. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have money invested in something... you are an advisor and you have a voting role.
That's the way it usually works, yeah. Now, the other thing is that Fox News was reporting yesterday that another major caravan in Mexico was stopped by the Mexican military and authorities, some 2,000 people headed right straight for the USA border, and they got intervened with and they were stopped.
Well, you know, Trump did say one day last week, maybe at one of the rallies, maybe his first rally in Minneapolis, that Mexico still has 27,000 military personnel that are essentially becoming their own border patrol. So I would imagine that is where the stoppage occurred. And they're also having to deal with those that are coming through there, how they handle it, who gets sent back, who's staying, who gets detained. So, they've almost become their own border patrol operation.
Now, in lieu of everything that's been going on with Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, the president announced yesterday that they were taking a look at suing Schiff and Pelosi, and they were taking a long look at what their options were.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, we know that Schiff has, I mean, he essentially gave his own testimony when he did the parody of Trump's phone call with Ukraine.
Right.
And if anybody was necessarily listening, you would take that statement that he made or the text that he read about being real. It didn't come out until later that day or maybe even the next day that what he entered into the congressional record was a parody. He didn't start off by saying, what I'm going to tell you is a parody. He didn't do that. He didn't set it up that way. So the question then becomes, how many people know that it was a parody if you weren't watching 24 hours a day? So, there's a movement to remove him.
There's a movement to remove Nancy Pelosi. So, I mean, essentially they've kind of declared some war here. Now, you got the Department of Justice and the Office of Legal Counsel that are, you know, looking at all the avenues that can be taken for some kind of a disciplinary action when it comes to what is happening in the House of Representatives with this impeachment inquiry.
Now, in the meantime, Joe Biden continues to plug on, and some have speculated that if Joe Biden falters in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, little old Hillary's going to just jump right back in again, because she's been doing everything but tell everybody she's coming back. And in a repeat matchup of the 2016 election, there's something interesting again. Taking a look at the Rasmussen polls, Hillary and Donald Trump are basically dead even if that were to happen again.
Remarkable. And she, you know, she said yesterday, I can defeat Donald Trump again. Those
yeah.
were her words.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, Missy, jump in. If you mm-hmm. want, you know.
But there's one,
jump
little,
in the race.
There's one little problem. Most of the Democrats don't want her in the race again.
Well, I guess the bigger question then becomes where's the money going to come from? You know, in order for her to run a campaign. I think that's therein lies what the issue is. You know, the money is, there's an awful lot of money that's out there that have been pledged to all of these 2020 candidates. We still have a year to go. So I don't know where the money keeps coming from and how divided it necessarily gets if Hillary would decide she wants to get in the race.
Right. And I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, her website. All right. How about Brexit and how about what's going on there? Gosh, I don't know where we're going to go with that. Certainly there's a lot of speculation up in the air as they're trying to make an arrangement. I guess they got till the end of the month to make an arrangement with the EU, correct?
He said it's going to, Boris Johnson said it's going to be a full stop, we're out. But mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the Parliament and forces in the European Union are working against him. It's kind of like he's a one-man army here. I mean, let's not forget what the voters voted for. They voted for an exit.
Yes.
So, I mean, they've got a real political standoff here, and Boris is the grand marshal of this parade, and he's facing some major headwinds. So we don't know if, I think he's got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's going to look like.
Well, Kim Jong-un may very well be hiding swine flu. What's that all about?
They're hiring some snipers to kill the sick pigs.
Wow. Alrighty, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. We appreciate her, and we appreciate you, and I'm coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are accelerating their impeachment push with new subpoenas. The president reacted at the Values Voter Summit in Washington.
Now it is the outrageous impeachment. Look, impeachment. I never thought I'd see or hear that word. with regard to me. Impeachment. It's a witch hunt. It's based on a single phone call of congratulations to the president of Ukraine, which they fraudulently mischaracterized to sound absolutely horrible.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden is now voicing his full support for the impeachment.
Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts. To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. Now, to find out more, check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know folks, that more and more young people are just not headed straight off to college from high school. More have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases doesn't pay them as much as what they'd make joining a union and going to work, because they're going to start out as an apprentice. They're going to start out as an 80 percenter, so whatever the rate is, you're going to get 80% of the salary, and that's generally the way it works, especially when you take a union job in this day and age. So, I can help you out. by telling you about the National Aviation Academy, which can help you fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year, maybe even $60,000 a year, depending on where you wind up. Because you can check them out online for more at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So what have you got to lose? You got a lot to gain, and you can make a lot of money, too. Check them out, naa.edu. Or give them a call, ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, the president is going to be awarding a Medal of Honor to the Green Beret who helped in the 2008 Afghan fight to save the lives of his men. Now, Army Sergeant Matthew Williams forded an ice-cold, waist-deep river and fought his way up a jagged, frozen mountain cliff to reach his wounded comrades as their mission to kill or capture a terrorist leader entrenched deep into the Afghan mountains fell apart. Williams continued braved the insurgent rocket-propelled grenade, sniper, and machine gun fire, evacuated the casualties, and established a critical fire position that allowed the entire team to escape alive. For his actions on that day, Williams, now a master sergeant, will receive the Medal of Honor on October the 30th from President Donald Trump in a White House ceremony. And to that I say, job well done, soldier. Wow. That's the kind of stuff you want to hear. By the way, the Navy is going mobile first, offering more incentives to attract and keep sailors, meaning that they're using their cell phones now to send information back and forth to recruits. And North Korea sent back the remains of another soldier, this one from Michigan, for identification purposes. Welcome home to that soldier, whoever it is, and we'll be telling you, I'm sure, in the not-too-distant future, what his name is. Now, South Korea has announced that they're going to buy 20 more F-35 jets. Meanwhile, Turkey continues to press on in the Syrian assault as thousands flee the fighting. And with this new agreement that's been reached by the Kurds and the Turks, the Turkish army turned north yesterday, and some of their armored units were reported being seen coming into the area where the Turks were. So we'll see how all of that works out, but it's certainly going to get interesting over there in Turkey right now and Syria. It's certainly going to get interesting, and we'll just wait to see what happens in the grand scheme of things. Also, the U.S. military has moved two British Islamic State members known as the Beatles from Syria. We are not sure where they went, but they have certainly been moved. And we will see what we can find out. Eric is telling me that a para rescue crewman assigned to a tier one unit died in a training incident. Don't know where that is, Eric, but thanks for telling me that. So that's very unfortunate because those guys are really, really, really top-notch. And Eric would know because he was one of them. Also, President Trump confirmed the death of an al-Qaeda bomb maker in Yemen a short while ago. That's good news. Very good news. And the U.S.-China talks, trade talks, have begun now. There's been a basic agreement agreed upon in principle. We'll see where that goes as we find out more about that today. And the PG&E power outage so far has cost the California economy more than $2 billion, with a B, $2 billion with a B. They can ill afford to lose a dime, let alone $2 billion. Wow. Holy smokes. Oh, well, I guess they'll figure it out eventually. And as the president abandons our friends the Kurds, Israel's worrying about how dependable he is. Benjamin Netanyahu routinely boasts that Trump is the best friend that Israel's ever had in the White House. But some of the things have begun to change, and some of Netanyahu's allies are saying, wait a minute, not so fast. We don't know if we can count on the U.S. We'll see. I think Turkey is going to have to stop what they're doing, number one. I think the Kurds and the Syrians are going to definitely wake people up with what they're about to do, number two. And number three, when it comes to Israel, I'm sure Israel's been given all sorts of assurances that we are not going to do anything to upset the apple cart when it comes to them. Oh, and by the way, border officials apprehended just over 52,000 migrants at the southern border in September. Another drop in numbers for the fourth consecutive month. Keep in mind that President Trump has negotiated deals with Mexico and Central American countries to reduce the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. And it looks like as if things are moving along at a very rapid pace for that. Now, while the last administration saw America lose 200,000 manufacturing jobs since the president's election, President Trump, we've seen more than 500,000 manufacturing jobs created all across America. And the USMCA will add more than $66 billion to our economy and create another 176,000 American jobs, so says Vice President Mike Pence. So think about that for a while. And Democrats are wrong, folks. The middle class income is surging thanks to the Trump policies. Middle class incomes, after adjusting for inflation, have surged by $5,003 since Donald Trump became president in January 2017, in the 7.5 years that Barack Obama was president, and not including the end of the recession. Obama inherited incomes that inched up by $1,043 in a 10-year period from June 19 to January 2019. So you can see who's doing the job here, folks. And there is no mistake about it. There is no mistake about it. And we'll be talking about that with Chris Markowski when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots more coming your way, by the way, and it's a busy day news-wise. I'm surprised. There's quite a bit of news out there today. Normally on a holiday you don't hear much, but that's not the case today. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you want to call and opine. Here we go.
Welcome to the Captain's America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, don't forget, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, like I do with arthritis. Now, let me tell you something. Yesterday, I was really having some problems with my arthritic pain. It wasn't just my back. It was my ankle and my leg and some swelling. And, I mean, it just hurt, and I couldn't do anything to get it to stop. And I was waiting to take, you know, my Relief Factor with my meal that I was going to take, because that's what they tell you to do. Well, my chief engineer saw I was having some problems and all that. He says, "Why don't you take it now?" And I told him, he says, "Just take it. Forget about it." So I did. And believe it or not, within 20 to 30 minutes, pain was gone. Absolutely flat out gone. And the swelling went down in my leg. Now, you don't need to sell me on this stuff because it works. It flat out works for me. If you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, any kind of pain, then I want you to give it a shot with the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, it only costs $19.95, and they call it the Quick Start for a reason. You'll know by the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. $19.95 plus shipping and handling will be to you within 3 to 5 days. Just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and see if it'll work for you like it works for me, because I'm telling you, this stuff works, and it works for me. And about 80% of the people that get on this, stay on it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. It's all natural ingredients. Whatever's in it works. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
How are you?
How are those old injuries of yours doing?
It's some days it's like some days are better than others, and you know, it's not so much the muscle aches and things like that. It's kind of like the tendons and ligaments sometimes hurt, and I often like kind of push myself a little bit too hard, thinking that I can still do things that I could do when I was 18 years old. So I'm kind of my own worst enemy. But I hear you. You know, it's not fun.
No, sir. Well, let's talk about Joe Biden and company from a couple of different standpoints here. First of all, Joe Biden worked with a whistleblower when he was vice president, and we now have heard from the officials that are telling us that. And number two, we understand that Joe Biden's brother made $1.5 billion on a big deal in Iraq, and Joe Biden himself made $16.5 million over the first 2 years that he was out of office. Plus, Hunter yesterday very unceremoniously resigned from the board of that Chinese investment firm.
Listen, guys, people haven't figured it out yet how these politicians weasel their way into making all this money. I mean, you got to wake up to how the world works here. It's not, these are people that use their position of power and office and Rolodex to put themselves in between various different deals. Why do you think there's so much waste in government? Why can't things get done? You've got all of these people in the middle, taking their gig. There's some of my favorite movies, the Godfather movies. And Godfather 2, they showed the Don Fanucci back in Little Italy walking around in a white suit going into every single store saying he's got to wet his beak. It's no different. I mean, the mafia, politics, these politicians, they operate the same fashion, the same manner. They manage to get themselves in between these various different deals, and that's how they get rich. They don't have real jobs, and that's unfortunate. And this is at all levels. I mean, you ever wonder why? And you know what? I'll point fingers at both Democrats and Republicans this one. How in the world does Jeb Bush, after he leaves being governor of Florida, all of a sudden he's a banker at Barclays? How does this happen all the time? I mean, these guys find their ways into these places, and they go ahead and they make themselves a fortune. Mm-hmm. It's shameful.
Well, it's insider information that they're able to pick up on that no one else can do. And had we done it, you or me, we would have been in jail.
It's not so much information. That's the inside information. That's something else. That's, you know, getting you to invest. This is back when I used to live in Florida, and how some of these Florida politicians, if they knew that there was a contract coming for, let's say, rest areas in the state of Florida, they knew that they could invest in certain businesses that were going to get the contracts and make money off that. That's not so much insider trading with stocks, but that's insider dealing, knowing who's going to get the money and knowing where to place your money. Do the same thing with real estate as well. You know, oh my God, we have an off ramp that's coming to a certain area. Oh, my, so maybe buy real estate in that area because then we can sell it to a gas station. This is how they operate. And it's shameful. This is how these people weasel their way into making themselves millions and millions of dollars.
I'll give you one more example. High speed rail that was supposed to go down I-4 and, the rail station that was going to be put in Lakeland. There was a certain, state senator who got wind of this and bought a whole bunch of property along the route that the train was going to take and would have made a fortune on that property. Didn't happen, so they didn't make all that money. They thought they were going to. But anyway, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Let me just throw something out there, Chris. I believe the Democrats are wrong about middle class incomes. I believe middle class incomes are going up because I was reading a story yesterday by Stephen Moore, and he said that after adjusting for inflation, that the incomes have surged $5,003 since Donald Trump became president in January of 2017. And then Mr. Moore points out that in the 7.5 years that Barack Obama was president, and not including the end of the recession, which Obama inherited, incomes only inched up $1,043 from June 2009 to January of 2019.
No, there's no, I don't even know how anyone can argue that wages have not gone up. They obviously have been going up. The labor market has been very, very tight and allowing people to get raises and companies having to raise people's wages. Profits have been great. This is the first time we've seen wage growth like this since the 1990s. What I found interesting is that all of a sudden you've got a lot of these economists, esteemed economists, that back in the 1990s were saying how great all of this globalization was going to be for middle-class workers, and that it's going to be fantastic. And now all of a sudden they're starting to come out and say, wait a second, we were wrong. Look at what we did. Look what happened to wage growth and jobs here in the United States. They're starting to recognize that they were wrong. And these are left-wing economists almost seemingly starting to agree with Donald Trump and his attitude towards globalization, mass globalization, and what it did to the American worker.
Well, while the last administration saw America lose a couple hundred thousand manufacturing jobs after President Trump's election, we've seen more than 500,000 new manufacturing jobs created all across America. And with the USMCA, which currently the House of Representatives and Nancy Pelosi is holding up from sending it over to the Senate to have it voted on, it would add more than $68 billion to our economy and create another 176,000 American jobs. We need to put pressure on her to get this thing done.
I don't know whether pressure is going to do anything. I mean, you can put pressure on her. It doesn't mean she's going to act. I think the last thing in the world that they want to see right now is more great economic activity, because then, you know, it's a win for Donald Trump, which is shameful. We're people not working towards the betterment of the country. We're working towards empowering ourselves and our own political power. I don't know how this is going to work out for the Dems next year, but I would think that most people watching what's going on would recognize that they've done nothing, that nothing has gotten accomplished, nothing has gotten done. As of late, Pelosi's been going around and talking about the high cost of drugs and so on and so forth, and health care and all this stuff, but they're not doing anything about any of this stuff.
Mm. Well, to wrap things up here, we've just noticed that as of yesterday, the Kurds that were fighting with us made a deal with Vladimir Putin, who got the Syrian army to side up and back up the Kurds. And the Syrian army this morning was reported with some of their armored units to be driving into the Kurdish areas to help resist the Turkish offensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, listen, I don't have any problem with it. It's not our problem.
Nope.
This is not our problem. It's not our country. It's not our area.
Nope.
Let them figure it out. I think we're moving about 1,000 troops out of harm's way in that area.
They're still in the area, but they're just not in the line of fire. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, from what I heard that he was trying to get everybody out of there. It's not our problem. They need to figure this out on their own and without us being involved.
Yep, and here comes the music, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check him out, and find out all the different things that he has to offer as well. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with Frank Stelvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.